Salamis. We appreciate him very much and the authority that he has in speaking on prayer and the power of the Lord that confirms that word. Amen. We thank God. He's wired for sound, let me tell you what. Amen. And we want him to come and share the word of the Lord with us here today. Amen. God bless you, Brother Lamas. Come and preach.
Praise the Lord. Woo! Praise the Lord, everyone. I'm so excited. I almost tripped. It's a wonderful Sunday, right?
Amen.
Holy Ghost Sunday. It's a great day for somebody to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And it's not spooky. Baptism in Jesus' name is fantastic.
Right.
Pastor's ready to just get into the book of Acts action to right. baptize somebody. Somebody to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost for restoration, for renewing, for healing, for miracles. I still believe the book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And we've got to pray and believe however the Lord chooses to heal. However the Lord chooses to heal.
That's right. Deliverance.
The final group of doctors came into my wife's room day before yesterday. The group that is actually going to do the procedure. Okay. She's ready.
Good.
Two different teams. Liver team. And then an hour and a half later, the kidney team. Now, there'll be about 15 people in the surgical room. So however the Lord, I'm still praying for a miracle, but however, that's the way you got to pray, folks. You say, what about your God? My God's great. My God's awesome. My God's a healer. Amen. So between 7 to 10 to 14 days at the most, amen, she will be going in. Praise God. They're just waiting for the right, unfortunately, waiting for the right one. Man, we're excited, man. Woo! It's been a long battle. But God is good.
Praise God.
Thank you for your support. Prayers, finances. Pastor and Sister Glover are spiritual parents here away from home. Amen. I'm glad the Lord made tear ducts. I feel sorry for people that don't ever cry. There must be something wrong with you. Don't mean to hurt your feelings. But God made us as emotional creatures. At the same time, he made us to pray and seek God's face and say, look, you know, here it is. Here it is. Y'all still here? It's going to be tight, but right. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Glover. Man, Friday, it went like, you said 3 hours. Wow, 3 hours. A breeze. Man, I only got to 15 or 14 pages of 35 in 3 hours. And I printed out a lot of stuff for Brother Perkins, and Brother Glover brought a lot of said that I forgot that I had.
Yeah.
And we passed out five different
handouts.
Shoot, my mind is so full of this junk, it's unbelievable. And we didn't even get to the handouts. We'd have been there till probably in the morning, like Paul preached all night, Brother Glover. But it was great. Thank you. Thank you, Bishop. Amen. Amen. Those Sister Walker there that attended, I had a great time. I had a great time. Man, praise God. God is good. Bishop, would you bless the word, sir?
Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for your power and your goodness. Your word that never fails. Every promise comes to pass. Bless and anoint it now in our hearing. Anoint your servant. Quicken his mind and his heart. Help us today, God, for your glory. Thank you.
You may be seated in the presence of the King. Hallelujah. I am excited. Maybe I won't have to streamline too much today. It's a Sunday, folks. Sunday. Because if you can have fun and be serious and smile and laugh at the same time, you really need God. You really need to lighten up. You need to really enjoy life. My boy, Brother Matt. I love Brother Matt. Brother Matt. I know. He don't want me to say anything about him. Amen. But look, I'm gonna talk to you on the. I know you hate to hear it. No nonsense. One more part. One more part. As you know, we add scriptures every time. Every time we started way back with Psalm 96, 1 through 9. That was the beginning. And then we added so many scriptures, just to put it here, so many scriptures through the years. Amen. We're going to add three more quick ones. And Bishop was just talking about Book of Acts. So let me see who's here. Okay, I'll try to behave. But after hearing my pastor this morning in Houston, yikes. Woo! Go ahead on. So I tried to behave. He was encouraging and at the same time, stepping on toes. Whew. I might not be as deep as Sister Nichols was this morning. My God. Woo! That Jewish wedding. Man, I got the whole section of books back on that Jewish wedding. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. I think Brother Deeds gave us one years ago on the whole Shaboom. And it is phenomenal. Man, thank you, Sister Nichols. And all of the ministry team does a great job here. My Lord. And one day I'm going to be like, y'all, teach that word. Teach that word. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all smile. Some of y'all still ain't smiling. Ain't nobody want a dud. Amen. But we are going to go to Acts here in just a minute, but I got this funny looking things here sometimes, and just let me help some of us here today. When you get casual with the anointing on your leader, the anointing stops flowing in you and to you. I didn't expect to get quiet this quick. The level of your surrender and submission to God and your spiritual parents determines the level of prophetic access and grace. I'm gonna leave it alone. Okay, that's not what I'm preaching about. I'm gonna leave it alone. And leave it alone. My God. Whew. I've had this, I don't know, maybe 40 years, but I only preach from it. I don't study from it. I have a New Living Translation that I study, life application, but man, this is a Scofield. And I can't even read no Scofield no more. Hey, wait, but it's Scofield. But I love it. I love the word. Gotta love the word. Pastor was saying, not only corporate, but personal devotion. Where you're driving down or whatever you're doing, just take a few minutes. The scripture says in Acts 1 and 8, Brother Aaron, 1 and 8, no nonsense. 1 and 8, I'm going to just read a portion of it. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Okay, now Acts chapter 5, verse 12. It's going to make sense in a minute. By the hand of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. Acts chapter 3 and then verse 19 in your hearing today. I'll try to slow down. So I was talking to Brother V. Brother V has gone over the podcast and he said, man, it's a whole lot better. And that's true. You catch a lot of stuff through the podcast and all that. Because sometimes, you know, internet's kind of difficult. But thank you, Brother V. Amen. He goes back and listens to a lot of the podcasts and all that. And you're right. I've listened to it and you catch a lot more. But I'll try to slow down with my accent, okay? Because I can butcher and run into words. But I'm not embarrassed. Acts 3:19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Wow. 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 Let me pose to you a question that I have been holding this question. I have been holding this question for SPC since I've been here. Let me pose to you a question. Look at this place. Look at this place right now. Just look at this whole church right now. Look at the outside. Look at the parking lot. Look at the sanctuary. Really, it's too small. My question to SPC is this, and I've been wanting to say this, Bishop, since I've been here, but the Lord just, but I'm going to today. Simple question that you folks have to answer. You ready? Where do you go from here? Right. Okay. Huh? But it's not big enough. I know you got a property, right?
Yeah.
A lot of property and plans for, you know, stuff on down the road. But where do you go from here?
Oh, my. Amen.
That question, ladies and gentlemen, is up to SPC.
Right.
Huh? Come on. Come on. I believe with all of my heart that God is calling us to embrace his fresh wind. Catch it. To embrace his fresh wind. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. And then don't miss the glory. Huh? Come on. Don't let your worship become a ceremony when it should become a celebration.
Okay. That's good.
Well, I want to park it there, but I got to go. Thank you, Lord. I often say to God, thank you, Lord, for all you have done in my life. You got to catch that statement, because that's a very elementary pre-kindergarten statement, but profound. Thank you, Lord, for all you have done in my life. You got to catch that in your spirit, folks. Because if you haven't caught it by now, some of you need to pull out the leftovers and say, God is still good. Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking to you and myself. Huh? Because when God puts us on hold, please don't hang up. Come on. I often say, I said this, I believe Friday night, I said this. So I said, I just inserted in this message today. If I'm the only one that has to hear it. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Don't take your hands off me, God.
Right.
Don't take your hands off me, God. I have no idea. I'm talking about llamas. Can you talk about you? I'm talking about llamas. I have no idea how corrupt and stupid I can be if you take your hands off. Is it 1, 2, 3, 4? They're smiling. See, they remember for Friday night's statement, and that's true. Let me go further than this. Everybody say unforgiveness.
Unforgiveness.
We're gonna take off, but I'm trying to be slow here, so you're gonna understand my Hispanic, Louisiana, Texas speech. Unforgiveness will kill your prayer life and anointing. Because prayer and anointing brings people to repentance and forgiveness.
Uh-huh. Praise God.
Well.
That's right.
Huh? And at times God will turn your struggle into a stretch. You got to figure this stuff by yourself, because I got a lot to say here.
That's good.
Watch this. I'm going to use Matt for an example, because me and Matt's cool. And I don't mean nothing about Brother Matt. But watch this. Watch this. Woo! Mercy, Jesus. God will bring... God, whoo, thank you, Lord. God will bring the junk out of other people to bring the junk out of you. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Man, I can't park because I got to go here. Whew. Telling your story. We all got stories of God saved us, and that's great. Telling your story multiplies your miracle in the love of others. Okay. But you should never be ashamed of your testimony.
That's right.
You know, the past is the past. It was already said here. And any time you get behind the pulpit and minister, preaching, teaching the word, it will only be received by people that are hungry. You've heard the statement, and it's been said quite a bit in the last few years. It's not really a new revelation, excuse me, but it's a statement that I've heard since I got in the church in the early 1970s. Here's the statement, and you're going to recognize it right here. God is no respecter of persons, but he is a respecter of hunger. That's not you. That's not you. I know a lot of people right now are using it like it's their revelation. Ladies and gentlemen, Sister Gloria, it's not you. He is no respect. Oh, but he's a respecter of somebody here that's hungry. Somebody in here that's having need. Somebody in here that is desperate. Somebody in here that needs a healing. Somebody in here that needs a breakthrough. Somebody that here needs the Holy Spirit. Somebody in here that needs to be baptized in Jesus' name. Somebody in here that needs restoration. He's a respecter of people that are hungry. And we sang it, surrender, surrender, surrender. Because when it came to the courts, you have the outer court and you have the inner court. We have already ministered to the people. How? Praise and worship. Now we're ministering into the inner court. And every outstanding supernatural move of God always manifests in the lives of prepared vessels. How prepared are you here today? We okay, Brother Matt? All right. Hallelujah. Help me here today, Lord. We must realize that as an apostolic church, Sister Nichols, as apostolic people, we will always be involved in some kind of spiritual warfare. And I thought about this, Pastor Glover. You know, and I know I've been using me a lot, and I don't want you to have pity on us, even though you're supporting us, but our situation, because I don't know a lot of your situations, Sister Glover, but just for my situation right now. And I'm not asking pity, but I need your prayers. Ain't no pity. Prayers, but watch what I'm saying. I have understood the statement that I wrote down because it was for llamas. Now, maybe for one or two here today. Maybe for more. Oh, God.
Okay.
So especially in my prayer time. I said, Lord, I've been in this thing 50 years, and I know you've been in 50 years, but you know, I am right now, Sister Nichols, beginning to understand some things in my life.
Okay.
And through this crazy trial, I came up with a crazy statement. Maybe two people might, maybe that's all maybe that needs to hear it. Because I'm still working with it. Don't feel sorry for me. Pray. I'm going to be all right. Well, our family's going to be all right. Woo! Look, here it is. Makes no sense that it makes sense, Brother Aaron. It makes sense. There will be depths of his presence that you will never understand till you're in the valley. I know that, right, Sister Abbott. Okay. I'm going to say it one more time. Sister Abbott caught it here. I don't know if you caught it. There will be depths. There will be depths of his presence that you will never understand till you get in the valley. I know a lot of you have been through cancers and other diseases. You understand what I'm talking about. You can pray and not have an altar. But if you have an altar, you will pray. Remember, the altar is a place of death. You die out. You surrender. Your will dies. Ladies and gentlemen, I know we like to praise, but let me tell you something. One line, only one line, L-I-N-E, one line of praise is worth a page of prayer. Help me here today. Help me today, God. Help me today. Bishop was right. The book of Acts is not just a book to read. It's a book to go. It's a book of action. He hit it right on the nail. Sister Nichols teaching about the blood and everything else and all the other ministers and all that. But watch this. Watch this. Watch this. The book of Acts. Well, let me say this first. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how holy we might think we are. Nobody graduates from the altar. The book of Acts, church had several things going. A whole lot of wonderful things has already been mentioned here. Prayer, worship, given faith, vision, purpose. Wow. And they had a warrior mentality. So ladies and gentlemen, have a warrior mentality and not a weak mentality. You have to be more determined than the opposition. If you give up every time things don't go your way, you don't want it bad enough. I'm going slow here. I want you to catch some stuff here today. And what I'm about to say is not arrogance, but it's confidence. It's not pride, but it's surrender. You ready for it? Okay. You don't have to go with the flow when you are the flow. Create your own flow in the Holy Ghost. You know what? Create your own flow. For instance, if Brother Greg don't want flow in the Holy Ghost or praise and worship, guess what, baby? I'm going to create my own flow, whether you want to create it or not. Because I got a need. I need God, Brother Glover. I need him like I've never needed him before. Amen. If you want to create some flow, then there's two of us. That means the enemy is in double trouble. Woo! 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 Everybody go, woo! Everybody go, boo! There, I said it. Man. What's it in the book of Acts? These folks will sell out. These folks were in the 28th chapter will sell out to God. Yeah. And let me say this. The Lord is saying, I do not want a contract with you people. I want a relationship with you. I don't want a contract. I want relationship. Anybody interested in a relationship with God? Anybody interested this morning in just coming to church because you're supposed to be here? Come on now.
That's right.
Yeah. You were created to overcome trouble. Right. You were created. That's why we have, prayer requests up here. That's again, we have prayer requests on Tuesday night prayer up here. Amen. Why? Because you were created to overcome trouble. Sometimes all these people cannot pray that are supposed to pray. But you know what? You and I are supposed to create the flow and create and cover them in their troubles.
All right.
Come on now. You were created to advance God's kingdom. You carry a power within you that shakes hell. When I'm down and out, I'm having a hard time. I want Minister Glover to create some hell for me. Come on, come on, pray. Pray. Pray for Lamas. Pray for family. Pray for Pastor. Pray for Villas. Pray for Abbott. Pray. 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 I'm praying, but I just can't see. Well, you know, you got some energy. You got some power. Then I'm going to create the hell for you, baby. Remember, R-A-Z-E. Demolish. Wreck.
Right.
Dismantle. Right. Tear down. Brother Mitchell, tear down. An individual with a calling and a vision and passion will be unstoppable in front of all their adversaries. This is another thing that I've learned, and I'm continuing to learn in 50 years of living for the Lord, especially in this crisis right now. Well, crisis victory, okay, let's put it that way. Without another valley, you will never reach another mountaintop. Got to catch it in your spirit. I was talking to a pastor friend of mine who often preached for when I'm in Houston, and I'm going to quote him. He said, Lamas, I said, you know, I had picture him right before I came up here. He said, what about this one? I said, give it to me, Bo. He said, mountain still not moving? Then he said, the slope may be your staircase to higher dimensions.
Okay.
There will be battles, folks. There will be battles and blessings. But one thing I've learned, there will be battles and blessings that will come from your battles. And the area of your greatest gift will typically be the area of the greatest opposition. The enemy fights what intimidates him. So never ever define yourself by a season, because seasons change. If you're advancing the kingdom, excuse me, you will be a target of Satan. And guess what? I'm going to just go ahead and say it. If you're advancing the kingdom and you're doing something for the work of God, guess what? Even some of the church folk will be mad at you. What did I get quiet for? Because the enemy hates what you're doing for Jesus. Be on the defense and guard your heart. You have a lot to do yet, folks. Where do you go from here? You got a lot to do, SPC.
Right. Amen.
Because your potential determines your level of opposition. If you're no threat, why would the enemy even bother you? The greater the purpose in life, the greater the warfare. You have to do the ridiculous if you want to see the impossible. See, help me here today, Lord. Put my tail here. Pull this thing if I get crazy, Brother Globe. Because some of us don't want to do the ridiculous when the Holy Ghost in any service is moving and God moves on you because you're so high and mighty and so macho that when you feel the tucking and you feel the Lord knocking at your door, just the girl got up and she just boogied on us. She didn't care about anybody else. But you know what? Some of you others could have got up because some of you quenched the spirit. Some of you quenched the spirit today because you're afraid. Who gives a diddly squat when they care? If the Lord tugs at your heart, then do it. I mean, you don't have to go wacko like me, but hey, I need help. Pastor Glover, could you pray for me? I need help. Minister, I need help.
Amen.
Get ridiculous.
Amen.
Get ridiculous.
Amen.
So, thank you, Lord. Some of you are feeling it right now, but you're too spooky, scared. Oh, okay. He just downloaded something in my spirit. I'm going to share it with you. If some of you, either today or in the coming services, if some of you start doing the ridiculous, I guarantee you, you're never going to be the same. Amen. And some of you just might be able to get some answers. You're probably saying, bro, go over, get this guy out of here right quick. I'm going to be leaving. Because the fivefold ministry, Brother Glover, is the gift to the body of Christ. Okay. Because if you take the supernatural, and we got it all through the book of Acts, if you take the supernatural out of the church, it just becomes another church. Yeah. And the New Testament church, the New Testament church operated, Sister Walker, operated in the supernatural. Brother Walker, it was normal, not abnormal. Why are we at times so abnormal? Seeing and encountering angels in the New Testament was normal. I'm going to say it again. Seeing and encountering angels in the New Testament, man, was normal. It wasn't weird. It wasn't a mental disorder. It wasn't a hyper spiritual. Thank you, sir. I'm getting way hot up here, and so I got weak tissues. Okay, thank you, sir. Sean, I got very weak tissues, so when I get hot, thank you, sir. Amen. Okay, there is a war going on with Satan for your future. Remember, he hates you because you look like God and he hates God. Remember, we are made in the image of God. He created in the Bible, he's and she's. Adam and Eve, he created he's and she's, not them's. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to be honest. All right. To live outside of God's will make us susceptible to danger. But living within the will of God makes it a force to be reckoned with. Choose to live within the will of God. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah.
You okay?
Yeah.
You
okay? I'm fine. Hallelujah. Glory. All right, you may be sitting in the presence of the King. Hallelujah. It's not the first time it's happened to me in my preaching. It happened to me a little bit during the Lord 48. And I just pick it right on up. But we need to praise him while I'm doing this. Don't even quench the spirit. It just keeps on going. And thank you, Pastor, for checking with me. Amen. That's right. How many things has God killed that you gave CPR to? Ooh, no wonder I get this nosebleed. They want me to say the next statement. The devil is a liar, you freak. Hallelujah. We are, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my. Okay. Maybe I would have to streamline this thing. Cut across the field. We are addicted to our own decisions. We often choose what we want and then ask God's surveillance over the situation. The attacks on your life are not punishments, ladies and gentlemen, that you've earned. They are confirmations that the devil is threatened by who you are. We have got to understand that your life will be filled with both good and bad days. But your job and my job is not to complain. Pursuers of God are beneficiaries of God. And my praise is not predicted on when he does it. But my praise is predicted on the one who's doing it. If God does it suddenly or eventually, I'm going to praise him continually.
Praise
God. Psalm 150 and verse 6 says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now very quickly, I did some work on this verse. So just bear with me and then we'll move real quick. Now watch this in verse 6. Praise. I'm preaching to help somebody, right? I'm preaching to help somebody right now that don't want to open up their mouth sometimes. Don't want to do nothing. I did some deep background work to this on Psalm 150 in verse 6. Praise isn't praise if we don't bring it to speech. Now let me continue. Why? Life is lived in the rhythm of breathing. Inhale. Exhale. Psalm says, let everything that hath breath inhale. Praise the Lord. Exhale. So what are you doing with your mouth? What's this? Inhale, spirit. Exhale, praise. I'll say it again. Inhale, spirit. Exhale, praise. What is this? This is life. And Psalm 150 in the 6 verses, as far as I see, you may think differently, Sister Nichols. As I see it, 150 contains no argument, no real teaching, no real explanation. It is an eloquent, passionate cry to all creation to give God the praise due unto his name. Woo! It is a, that's what I said. It is a passionate cry. It is a passionate cry. It is a passionate cry. You don't have to be educated. It is a passionate cry to give praise to him. It is a passionate cry. We are his creation. We are one with him. Oh, come on, come on. Inhale him. Exhale, praise. Inhale the Almighty. Exhale, praise. I will bless the Lord at all times. Let everything praise ye the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Woo! Woo! To give the Lord praise. We don't always need a sermon. Okay. To give God praise, Brother Fia. We don't always need a sermon. You know what we need at times? We need a flashback. I remember how he brought me out of that situation. I remember how he took that thing away. I remember. Flashback. I don't go to my past a lot of times, but sometimes, Sister Glover, those pastors help when it has to do with us trying to live for God, and the Lord answers prayer. I don't always need a sermon, but I need, oh, here's the song. Look what the Lord has done, sis. Look what the Lord. You mean he ain't done cutting, picking things for you? You know, if he hasn't, then you can't sing that song. But I can. Look what the Lord has done, brother man. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He. What is that? Woo! Woo! Come on. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. So if you desire an audience with the Almighty God and his angels, ladies and gentlemen, praise is your passport. Praise is your passport. Praise is your passport. Praise is your passport. Why? Why? Because when you praise, you give God a place to go. You praise him, I'm coming to Michael Over. You praise him, I'm coming to Mitch. You praise him, I'm coming to him. You praise him, I'm coming to him. You praise him, I'm coming to Sister Walker. I'm coming to Sister Via. Why? He inhabits the praises of his people. I feel something in this house here. Feel something in this house. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, SPC, go where you are afraid to go. Don't sit back and do nothing and miss out on God's plan for your life. Okay? Thank you, sir. Don't miss out. I'm almost done. So, cool you, Jess. Why? Why do I say that? This is why I say that. Oh my God. I'm feeling so much up here. I tell you why. Because divine encounters bring, Brother Aaron, Sister Kendra, God encounters. Divine encounters, SPC, bring angelic encounters. I was praying you'd be ready for this thing here today. My purpose has a process, and I need faith to proceed. God wants my attention. Watch this. God wants my attention. God wants my presence. You know that? God wants my attention, Sister Walker. God wants my presence. God wants my presence as much as I long to be in his presence. He also longs for my presence. I can't really know his presence fully until I am fully present also. Too often, we get in a hurry to live or to leave a moment. The beauty of being empty. The beauty. And I thought about this, even as a minister. The beauty of being empty is that it's the perfect position to be filled by God. Amen. Sit in his. Oh God. Sit in his presence and let him pour out. I'm going to say this the other night. I mean, yeah, but I'll say it for those that weren't here. Remember when David got anointed by Samuel? Do some research on it. He didn't just dabba-dabba-do. He poured 6 quarts of oil on David. 6 quarts of oil on David. Our hope is in God. If you're alive and breathing, you're blessed, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God for another opportunity to be thankful. And I believe at SPC tonight, everybody under the sound of my voice, there are people in this building right now that are being called into a deeper level of intimacy with God. You have been a surface Christian, a surface prayer individual long enough. But sometimes you can get too distracted and not willing to pay and pray the price. Therefore, we will continue to be an average Christian. And one reason people resist change is because they focus on what they have to give up instead of what they have to gain. I'm telling you, just know that the enemy is absolutely afraid of you becoming everything God has called you, wonderful people, to become and more.
Right, right.
So the biggest battle that I see is self-will versus God's will, not the devil. Everybody wants the breakthrough and the blessings, but nobody wants the break-in and the consecration. God created man in his own image. If that's true, then why are we trying to create God in our image? Huh? Nobody likes to go to doctors. Nobody likes to go to the dentist, except for me. I was never afraid of the dentist. I was never afraid of 4 or 5 shots in my gums. I was never afraid of that. In fact, I'm not afraid of shots anywhere. I'm just not. I'm afraid of other things. I'm afraid of heights. But I'm not afraid of... But watch this. The reason why we don't come to God is the same reason we don't go to doctors. We don't want God to examine us and reveal what's inside. Huh? Oh, I think maybe some of y'all run on that booger. Huh? I promise. Let me streamline 3 pages. Oh, y'all get quiet. Y'all want everything? No. Here it is. As I travel, I don't know what it is, Pastor Guru, and I know people, you know, got kids and all that, and they got to go to the facilities, but as I travel, and this is more common at altar calls, Sister Megan, this is more common at altar calls. Altar calls have become bathroom breaks. It's just what I'm seeing, because I see a lot of churches, I travel in a lot of churches, and I see, like you were saying a while ago, conviction. I see conviction. Man, this is the best place that we can be, Jackson, right? It's the best place, baby, we can be right here.
Amen.
Yeah, they have become bathroom breaks. And then we wonder why we can't get the breakthrough. You cannot expect God to fix what you won't hand over to him. We dance, we shout, we sing loud, and that's good, and we do it around the altar. But when was the last time we offered a sacrifice upon the altar?
Right.
Because what distracts you day in, day out, now listen to what I'm saying, what distracts you will eventually define you. The anointing has a sound. That's what I'm trying to get some of you to open up your mouth. And I'm not reading in a demeanor way, but, you know, I just gave you some scripture. The anointing has a sound. It has nothing to do with the sound of your voice, but it's the consecration of your life. Now, let me flip it around. Fill this house with words of faith, words of hope, words of love. Why? Your voice has power and authority.
Right.
Verse 15 of Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13, verse 15. Through him, then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. Here it is, which is the fruit of the lips that acknowledge Buddha, Allah, Hare Krishna. What's the name?
Jesus.
That acknowledge his name. And his name is Jesus. I'm going to acknowledge Jesus. Why? Because heaven smiles. Heaven smiles upon our broken worship. Praise ye the Lord. There are way too many people. Again, I don't want to hurt your feelings. We'll end up on a good note here in just about 5 minutes. Is that okay?
Sure.
5 more minutes?
Go ahead.
Man, I'm just getting wound up, man. I'm an evangelist. So. And pastors are so afraid, Brother Glover. Go and do 4 or 5 nights. You're going to get tired. Man, I was made for 4 or 5 nights. You're talking, I'm an evangelist. I told you before, my longest revival in straight nights, I preached 17 straight nights.
Oh, my.
Man, I was on the 18th day, I was wondering, Sister Glover, anymore? Had nothing to do with paycheck or nothing like that. But if getting the word out, and my voice was just as strong.
Okay.
You're strong. That's strong. But I see this. I'm trying to help some people here right now. There are way too many people that sit in our churches and have a preacher, but do not allow him to be their pastor. I know that one ain't gonna go very, very, very good. Because some of you already think you know more than the cat here. And they're not disrespecting Pastor Glover, you know. Come on now. And I realized I have a lot of great moments in life. Our family does, but watch this. The God of your wow moments is also the God of your why moments. Rima is not greater than the logos. Huh? Rima is the now word. I hope I'm giving you an now word. Logos is the whole word. Rima is God speaking. Logos is God. Hallelujah. Huh? Out of the abundance of the logos, the Rima breaks forth. So it's safe to say, on the authority of all that is revealed in the Word of God right here, that any man or woman on this earth, SPC here today, who is bored and turned off by worship, you're not ready for heaven. Because that's all he's going to do up there. He might as well get used to it down here. It's a warm-up here, right, Bishop? It's a warm-up for up there, man. Come on. Think faith. Talk faith. Get up, believe in faith. All day long faith. Regardless of what's going on in your life, faith is the answer. You can go to this church all you want to and avoid God. But you cannot go to God and avoid church. Come on now. Come on now. The favor, the blessings, and the breakthroughs from the Lord. Can't you get it? The favor, the blessings, and the breakthroughs of the Lord belong to us. Grasshoppers blend with their environment, but giants are supposed to stand out. I hope I ain't talking to any grasshoppers in the house. You're not called to blend in, ladies and gentlemen, but rather you're called to stand out and be the best that you can.
Yes, yes.
Get on your face and pray. Ask God to prepare you emotionally and spiritually. People want the miraculous. People want miracles, signs and wonders, and the anointing. But nobody wants the Christ of Christ yet.
Right. Oh God.
I know I'm not perfect. I know that. But I ain't fake either. And I want to declare to you, wonderful people, tonight, that the next move of God for some people in this house will be personal, will be highly personal, highly important, and very, very supernatural. Because when David stood over Goliath, he's tending to sheep days, Pastor Glover, Minister Glover, Prophet Glover, whatever you want to call yourself, his sheep days were over. Because your enemy, this attack, maybe that you're facing right now, only confirms that you are on your way to a new dimension. Why? Because faith, this is not a new revelation, because faith moves the heart of God. Come on. And consistent prayer breaks things in the spirit. There's a reason that I always say it all goes down in the faith zone. Man, we don't have time for cute services no more. It's an earth-shaking move of God sent to destroy the grip of hell on the lives of people. And the day that we settle with the mindset that we have finally discovered all that God wants for our lives is the day we begin to limit God. Why? There's always more in store for us. I have to believe that. Amen. And I'm closing. There's always more in store with God. Come on, folks. Let's stand. Come on. Come on. Come on. We need some Holy Ghost bonus in our life. Come on. We need some Holy Ghost bonus in our life to let go and what? Gosh, man. To let go and let God do whatever he wants to do with us. Are you ready? I feel the Holy Ghost. Let God. Let God. You'd be surprised if you surrender. Let God do what he wants to do in this church right now. These altars are open right now. Come on. Let God. Let God take over. Don't be afraid.
Praise God.
Don't be afraid. Come on. Let God take over right now. I feel a taking over spirit. Come on. Woo. Woo. Jesus. Come on. He wants to take over some people's life. Come on. Come on. Come on. Don't be afraid. Come on, man. He's calling you and I. Surrender. Some Holy Ghost going on right quick. Some Holy Ghost going on right quick. Some Holy Ghost going on right quick. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, breakthrough, come on. The atmosphere said for the supernatural, for the glories of the Lord to come down right now. Come on. You want some more God? You want some more God?
You know what?
You want some more God?
You were up there worried about 5 minutes. All I could think of, we're Pentecostal. We got all day. You don't be worried about 5 minutes.
Come on.
No.
He wants more. I'm going to pray for you.
More.
He wants more. Come on.
More.
Come on.
It's more.
You want more. Come on. Hit up. Yeah. You want more. You want more. Come on. In the name of Jesus. He love us. I can feel it. I know you're not worried. I know that. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Come on, that's it. Come on, who wants more? Who wants more? Yes. Go ahead. Turn me off. Lord.